Hi, I'm the Strategist Cowboy. This week's first contestant is a low ABV ale, again from the Belgian brewery Brouwerij de Ranke in Wallonia, but bordering to the Flemish part of Belgium. I am setting it up against a Swedish Napa beer assortment. Napa means New England IPA beer or Northeast IPA beer. A Napa beer assortment is always cloudy. Aren't they all? The really good beers, I mean. The beers are in review order. Franc Belge from the Brouwerij de Ranke and Hazy Days Napa from the brewery Ufrelse.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Our first contestant this week is the ale assortment Franc Belge. Franc Belge from the Brouwerij de Ranke. The ingredients in the Franc Belge beer assortment are water, barley malt, hop, and yeast. The hop is of the sort Fuggles. This beer too has got an IBU of 40, just like last week's beer assortment from De Ranke. Just like last week's beer review, this beer assortment is owned and brewed by the De Ranke Brewery. The expiration date on this particular beer is December 2024. Today it is late September 2023. The Franc Belge beer assortment comes in a size 33 centiliters, i.e. about an 11 liquid ounces bottle. The one folded bottle label is mostly beige and brownish in color, with the brown part below are coins, both heads and tails pictured on the label side by side in the upper beige section of the label. The label spells Franc Belge on the brown lower section of the label. This beer is not a permanent assortment at Systembolaget, but is a temporary assortment. The Franc Belge costs 29 kronor at Systembolaget. That is about $2.60. That is 95 cents per every 4 ounces of beer. The preferred serving temperature on this beer assortment is, according to Systembolaget, 8 to 10 degrees Celsius, i.e. about 46 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The brewery says nothing about preferred serving temperatures. The Franc Belge has got a 5.2% ABV level. 5.2%. It may seem low, but don't count a beer out just because it has got a lower ABV level than other ales. How about the experience then? One moment. Let's see here. It's running. Okay, so I'll open it up. Pilsner aroma. It's got about a 2 or 3 fingers tall head. 3 fingers tall head. Yes. It's, let's see here. One moment. Okay. I have ear pieces in my ears. I need to take off when I turn on the light. Anyway, it's got a brownish, cloudy color. Very cloudy. I mean, this is like mud in a glass of water. Something like that. First impression, it's a good beer. It's my first impression, but I can be wrong. We'll see it in a minute. It's rich, but not very rich, but it's rich. Especially for a 5.2% ale. It's almost bread-like. Almost. It's not very... Well, it's yeasty, but not so prevalent. But it's yeasty. Well, maybe, yeah, it's yeasty. Is it malty? Let's see. Yes, it is. Taste on my palate is maltiness. Sweet or dry? More dry. It's dry. It's dry. It's got a normal bitterness in it. Seems a bit less than 40 IBU. An IBU of 40, but okay, so it's pretty bitter, but the hoppiness in it, yeah, you can sense it. It's not candy-like. And there's no fruitiness in it. It may be slightly spiced, perhaps, but it doesn't show too much. But it's well balanced, and the undertone is maltiness. The carbonation level is probably pretty high. It's not creamy. It's not acidic, and there are no aberrations. It's not dark roasted. It's not very much filtered, I think. It's not very much filtered. But it's well balanced. It's a little bit straw-like. Yeah, there's not much more to tell about this beer. Kind of, it doesn't say much. This beer doesn't speak to me. But it's not a bad beer. It's a pretty good beer. But it's not sticking out. in any way at all. It's something you, if it hadn't been so expensive, could have been an everyday beer at the bar. If you choose to drink every day, but nothing fancy. Excuse me. Yeah, it's got well carbonated. What about grading then? How many devils do I grade this beer? I can't grade it very high. But a 7 is it's worth a 7, I think. It's a well-crafted beer, but not sticking out in any way, as I said. Okay, let's move on to our next beer, our next review. Our second contestant for this week is the Hazy Days Naipa from the Scania brewery Ofrelse. I have no information about this beer assortment other than what is written on the can. To put it simply, we make premium beers for the common people, the brewery claim. I sure hope so, with that hefty price tag. We'll get back to that. The ingredients in this beer assortment are water, barley malt, wheat malt, oats, hops, and yeast. The hops are of the sorts Citra, Simcoe, and Idaho 7. The expiration date on this particular beer is mid-April 2024. At present date, it is late September 2023. The Hazy Days beer assortment comes in a size 44 centiliters, i.e. 15 liquid ounces can. The image on the can depicts an outdoor camping site with a tent and an open fire. It's framed in beige or slightly green colors. The image is mostly green. The Hazy Days Naipa beer assortment from the brewery Ofrelse cost me a whopping 53 kronor, i.e. $4.76. That is $1.29 per every 4 ounces of beer. The beer is not represented at Systembolaget's website, nor on the brewery's website, and the brewery says nothing about the preferred serving temperatures on their beers. But the can says it should be served cool. The Hazy Days beer assortment has got a 6.5% ABV. How about the experience then? One moment. Let's see here. Open it up. It's a can, so it's I can't open it fast because it would foam over. Oh yeah, it's got an about 3 fingers tall head. It's yellow and cloudy. Very yellow in color and cloudy. It's got an IPA beer aroma. And the first impression is a little bit mundane, but still very good. Not mundane, but for an IPA beer. That's my first impression. It's rich. It is. And is it bread-like? Yeah. It is. It's yeasty. And malty. Taste on my palate. Hops. Sweet or dry? It's dry. It's bitter and hoppy. It's not candy-like. If there is some citrus fruit in it, fruitiness in it, yeah, I think it tastes like... orange peels or lemon peels. Not sure which. It's has it got spices in it? I'd say so. The undertone is hoppiness. I think carbonation level, I don't know. It's not creamy, it's not acidic, and there are no aberrations. It's not, of course, not dark roasted. And not very much filtered, I'd say. It's well balanced. But it says little. It doesn't make a bold impression. Okay, what about grading then? How many devils do I grade this beer? I'd like to grade this beer 8 devils out of 10 possible. If you're into... IPA beers or IPA beers, because of the most common flavors in them, then this is certainly a very good beer. It would be a 9 or a 10. But if you want interesting beers and think they taste better, or at least more interesting, so then not so well, it's an 8. I like it, but what does it it leaves no lasting impression in me, on me. So 8 devils out of 10 possible. Okay, absolutely don't drink and operate heavy machines, military or civilian. Drink responsibly or not at all. Don't drink at all if you're underage or pregnant. The Turkish hand on the gas faucet for gas transits to Europe. Today it is Friday, September 29, 2023. Are we going to see the Turkish spearheads in Europe again sometime soon? Orban must be very excited. I read this on World Israel News, September 21st, 2023. Quote, the president, that is Erdogan, recapped for them his meeting with Israel's leader, which he said had been very impressive, especially noting one of the subjects dear to his heart, the construction of a natural gas pipeline from Israel to Turkey as a gateway to Europe. Such a pipeline would be of enormous economic benefit to the cash-strapped country. End quote. Apparently, the plans for releasing the Turkish plague on Europe has been on the table for 1.5 years, at least back to the very beginning of the Russian war against Ukraine. I don't care. Turkey will never have any leverage on my country. Orbán should be worried, though. India is apparently on the table, too. Biden's plans. Well, the cards are being laid down. It is high time for Europe to call Israel on Biden's cards. I am beginning to see why prominent Israelis are so disliked in the world. Bibi and Biden sitting in a tree, sucking each other's "what happens in New York stays in New York." Don't you know this, Roger? Anyway, I don't disdain or think less of the working man in the Jewish body because of that. Yes, there are assholes among the Jewish people, but there are assholes among every ethnicity and within every country's borders. There are not more bad people in Israel than anywhere else. I am not an anti-Semite. Anti-Semites are literally perverted people. Well, we are all mirror imaging to some extent. Some noticeable headlines that stand out from the week since Friday, September 22, 2023. United with Israel, quote from headline, "We can make history. Netanyahu meets with Biden in New York," end quote. The looming war is imminent thus. I am not just saying this without having anything on my feet. The headline is not so strange by itself, but in connection with other reported events, it gets very suspicious. Don't forget the news that was embedded in a relatively trivial article in World Israel News, September 18, 2023. Quote from headline. "Iran releases 5 American prisoners for ransom payment of $6 billion." End quote. Trivial, yeah. To repeat the article quote from this headline last week, but in a shorter version. The planned swap, that is US citizen prisoners in exchange for access to $6 billion frozen dollars, Rogers note, has unfolded amid a major American military buildup in the Persian Gulf. End shortened but not altered quote. World Israel News, quote headline, "Biden hopes to use Israel-Saudi peace as tool to sideline China," end quote. Wouldn't it be completed plans without that? United with Israel, quote headline, "Saudi leader admits peace with Israel is on its way," end quote. The call sign of a war. World Israel News, quote headline, "Erdogan impressed by Netanyahu, plans to visit Israel," end quote. Of course, the senile old anti-Semitic fool isn't really impressed. He's just trying to impress. He may impress an old sow. World Israel News, quote headline, "Netanyahu demands UN change its attitude towards Israel," end quote. Yes, of course, the last piece in the puzzle. World Israel News, quote headline, "IDF hits Syrian positions in the Golan after Syria violates demilitarized zone," end quote. It was an insignificant and inert target. Why hit it now? United with Israel, quote headline, "What is good for Europe is good for Israel. Ministers approve law to open Israeli market to European products. End quote. Oh yeah? Israel decides what products. Israel and the US reverse engineering European high tech while we perish? No thanks. And my favorite from World Israel News, quote headline. Erdogan, Turkey and Israel can supply Europe with gas. End quote. Observe, this particular article is from February 2022. The cards are on the table. This says everything. Erdogan holding the faucets for gas transits to Europe. Well, this will fare well for Europe. I'd prefer Italy as transit country. But frankly, there is another article from September 18, 2023, demonizing the Pope from the Second World War, be it justified or not. But it's just a coincidence, I'm sure. If there is going to be a war, it may be necessary for the US administration to pull the "we will never allow Iran to procure a nuclear weapon" card. That's if Iran doesn't take the bait and attack the US somehow, so that Biden can start the war and involve NATO at the same time. But technically, this would mean that Iran will be starting the war, and I don't think they are interested in doing that. You will hear the nuclear narrative profoundly and loudly from the US representatives if the US has to resort to this secondary choice of cards. And it may be true that Iran is about to complete making a nuclear bomb, but it may also not be true, at least not at this moment in time. Whether it is true or not isn't what is important. What is important is that the war will happen about now, in the very near future. Let us pray that I am mistaken. But you few listeners must remember that there is a huge gap between producing a nuclear bomb and miniaturizing it to fit in a missile. It would take several months at least from testing the initial nuclear bomb to fitting a nuclear weapon in a missile. In theory, this could be done in one step, but in practice, that isn't how it usually works when developing something, anything. Also, what happened to Israel's supposed nuclear bombs? They don't seem to be all that real. They seem to have been a bluff. This bluff didn't serve them well. So, in a sense, the Israeli reaction to the Iranians probably procuring a nuclear bomb is understandable. I don't want to be the one telling the Israelis not to proceed with their offensive plans to strike Iran decisively, so that Iran cannot give Israel a blow it could not recover from. I'm just sad it is going to be ordinary people picking up the tab for this inevitable war. That's both the importance and the curse of oil. But the alternative is seen as a big no-no, because it would mean that the US would become doomed as a modern nation, as we know them to be and are used to. I am telling you this so that I can dismiss Biden's notion that I am not a player. Biden doesn't trust us Swedes because of our integrity. And this is the main reason why he is trying to drop us in the ocean with an anchor tied around our wrists. Hence the TINA. T-I-N-A, or that to us ominous, there is no alternative plan they concocted together with Wall Street. Well, this actually is a plan from 2019, when Donald Trump was president. But it matters not whether the government is blue or red when the state is at risk, because then the government is blue, red, and white. Trump himself was just a dope in the concocted plan. My name is Roger Klang, and the sources for this are World Israel News and United with Israel. Thank you, and see you later, alligator, at a wild crocodile.